Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. The postseason is here. It's the start of the MIAA postseason tournament as Northwest Missouri State coming in as the 8th seed on the women's side faces the number 9 seed Northeastern State to open tournament play. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, it was kind of touch and go on whether Northwest might get the home game, but they were able to earn their way into that and get this matchup here at Bearcat Arena tonight.
Yeah, it really came down to the matchup last Wednesday when Northwest was home and then Northeastern State was out in Kearney, Nebraska, and the Bearcats coming up with a win last Wednesday, and then Northeastern State losing to UNK, and then losing on Friday to Fort Hays State in Hays, Kansas. That really was the difference, as Northwest was able to jump ahead of this Northeastern State team as far as the tiebreakers go, and get a chance to host Northeastern State here tonight. And I think everyone's really appreciative of that fact. At least we are anyway. We don't have to make the trip down to Tahlequah, but over and above that, I think it's nice that the Northwest women able to earn a home game here tonight after playing some much improved basketball here in the last month or so of the season.
And in talking about travel, you look at Northeastern State with the way they did end the season. They basically have only been in Tahlequah for one full day since last Tuesday. They have had a couple of partial days in Tahlequah. They traveled to Maryville yesterday to get up here for the game. So basically just one day in their hometown, and that really can wear on a team.
Yeah, that's been, especially the travel involved. They had to go all the way to Kearney and then down to Hays, down to Tahlequah, then back up to Maryville. So a lot of time spent in a bus and and also in hotel rooms as well, and all that can get very tedious. So hopefully Northwest can come out, jump early on Northeastern State, and head on down to Kansas City.
Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State, just a single game tonight. It's the start of the women's postseason tournament in the MIAA here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back with more on the pregame show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State out of Oklahoma. The matchup tonight in the first round of the MIAA Women's Postseason Tournament. These two teams met back in mid-January. It was a 57-51 win in overtime for Northwest. One thing that you do notice is a definite height advantage for the Bearcats and an opportunity to win the inside game tonight.
And when Northwest gets their inside going well, a lot of good things happen. Not only inside, but they're able to get a little more space out on the perimeter for some three-point shooting to go down. But, okay, Andy Matthews could have a big night here tonight. Also, Mustaine inside could do well as well. So hopefully if they can get that going, we can see some positive things out of Northwest this evening.
And speaking of Andy Matthews, Matthews and Ariel Easton both recognized on the All-MIAA team. Easton, a third-team member. Andy Matthews, an honorable mention member for Northwest Missouri State. So good to see some accolades and with Northwest record. Not a big surprise that there weren't a whole bunch that were recognized as part of that team, but those two very well deserved of where they were at.
Oh, I think very much so. I think Andy Matthews has really turned into one of the top post players in the league from one standpoint in particular. Very consistent from game to game. You know you're going to get around 10 points a game, and she's going to be very close to a double-double on the rebounding side of things. And then we've seen a lot of good things out on the perimeter with Ariel this year. And when she's on outside, that really opens some things up too. And she's really picked up her defense as the year's gone along as well, coming up with some key steals. So I'm really happy that both of those players were able to be honored.
Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State out of Oklahoma are MIAA tournament matchup from Bearcat Arena tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women. That's Michael Smith. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1997 graduate Ryan Stallman is a Maryville native now living in the Kansas City area. Stallman says a major reason for attending Northwest for him was the personal attention he was able to receive from his instructors.
The biggest thing was that you were just that. You were a student. You were allowed to have good relationships with your instructors. You weren't just a number, your social security number, like at a bigger D1 school. The moment you walked in, you knew they cared. They cared about your education, your growth as a young adult, and in application and thinking. All you had to do was show your interest and little efforts, and they would have full faith and belief in you.
Stallman received his degree at Northwest in studio art and says technology advances has changed his profession drastically.
Life has kind of gone from photography into video into broadcast into post-production and video editing and 3D animation and motion design. And all of those things have transpired, you know, from the growth of what was instilled in getting a BFA at Northwest.
Stallman now owns his own video production company called S Productions, which produces videos for many of the professional sports venues' video boards.
From the Kansas City Royals to the Seattle Mariners to our most recent efforts with the newly branded, renamed New Orleans Pelicans, it's fun to be part of those most engaging moments from the fans to where they get the loudest and they're most excited. And to be part of that involvement to enhance the fan experience at a game.
1997 Northwest Missouri State graduate Ryan Stallman.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's MIAA tournament game between Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State out of Oklahoma. Joining us now, Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, obviously this year been up and down, been some stressful points of the season, but you're in the postseason tournament. You've got a chance to host a game tonight. Does that kind of give you a sense of relief in the fact that you get to basically start over tonight?
Well, I've seen a couple of things here with this, Matt. It's, first of all, if you would have asked me that probably that third week in November, if there was any chance that we would, make the postseason, let alone host a home game, I might have thought you would have been a little crazy. But at the same time, I think that just kind of explained what this team has gone through. As you mentioned, some up and downs a little bit, but more than anything, just the fact that how far this team has come. And like I told our kids, I think it was yesterday, is that, you know, there's a couple of teams right now that are sitting at home would give anything to be in your shoes. You know, we've got a chance to lace them up at least one more time at home, of all things, in front of our fans. And, you know, against an opponent that we've played tough. It's been a long time since we played Northeastern, but we played them tough, and we come out with a win. So, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, I'd like to think that a lot of things are in our favor right now, but I told them it's not going to just fall in your lap. You know, we're going to have to work at it. You know, like what I said in our post game, we didn't even mention the Central game yesterday. I even asked them, I said, did we play Saturday? Just trying to cut a little joke, you know, and we tried to be as lively as we could yesterday in practice. It was a short one, obviously, more film than anything, but I think just the opportunity to have another game to play isn't exciting. Anytime you're playing in March, I think it means you're playing for something.
Some of the players have had experience in Kansas City. Obviously, you've had experience in Kansas City. Can that be a driving force in making everybody want to step up their game to get a chance to play in that atmosphere?
You know, I think it does. You know, again, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think, there was a lot of what-ifs, obviously, you know. But I think now to understand that it's just right there in front of us, it is. And I think whenever you've had a group of players that have experienced it firsthand, and it was last year, you know, the year before they didn't make it, you know. So this year they've able to get that done as far as, I should say last year, and then we have everybody back for the most part. And we also got a group of new kids, and there's nothing more than I would like than for them to experience that also, so they can understand that all of our hard work has paid off.
This Northeastern State team is a team, as you mentioned, you did beat in overtime here at home, but that was a while ago, back in mid-January. What have you guys seen in some of the more recent film that this team is putting out on the floor?
Well, they've struggled a little bit lately. You know, they've really struggled on the road a little bit. They come off a really long road trip last week, which, that doesn't hurt my feelings a whole lot, and then knowing that they had to drive back up here again last night, but... you know, they're two freshman inside presence kids. The Lewis kid and the Walker kid are really playing. They're both freshmen of all things, and they don't understand what's at stake. You know, they're just going out and playing, and they're very physical right now. I think those two kids are really keeping them in a lot of games. You know, they're not shooting it probably as well as they were at the beginning of the year. A lot of that could be because you know, they've only got 9 bodies. You know, so they're playing a lot of minutes as well. And which could affect the legs and shooting. So the Tate kid is always a presence, somebody you got to worry about. But they're going to set a lot of screens, a lot of motion stuff, and I think they're going to pack it in defensively on us. I really think that they're going to make us beat them from the outside. So we've got to establish, you know, a lot of things, both our perimeter game, being patient, as well as, you know, we're giving up, or I should say we have a height advantage. We haven't seen that very much this year, so we have a height advantage, so we really need to take advantage of that inside.
In the postseason with your team, what are some of the things that has to happen for some success? We've seen Northwest as an 8 seed win this tournament before, but what has to happen just in general with your team to have some success from here forward?
Well, the first one obviously starts tonight. We've got to get past tonight, and I think that will do a lot for our just overall confidence, you know, knowing that we do get an opportunity. And then from there on, it's just about... you know, somebody asked me today, they go, Coach, you know, you nervous? And I said, honestly, this is the easiest I've been all year. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, well, if our kids can't get excited about postseason, what can they get excited about? I mean, you know, every kid's dream is to make it in March, be a part of March Madness. We've got that opportunity here. I know that if we just come out and give effort and play together, that we're going to have success. I've said that all along. I've beat that till it's... you know, till I can't beat it anymore, you know, as far as that saying. So I just hope our kids are excited and, you know, thankful that they have this opportunity more than anything to play at home again.
Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for this matchup between Northwest and Northeastern State. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Legendary rapper and political activist Chuck D spoke at Northwest Missouri State University recently. This was a part of the Student Activities Council lecture series. Chuck D is a member of the hip-hop band Public Enemy. Last year, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he says college is important for students not only to get an education, but to figure out who they are.
It doesn't behoove you to not use your education or to waste your time here, where you can actually not just learn what's in the school, I mean, as far as the classrooms or what you paid for, but there's human beings here that you can gel with philosophically. You can learn about people. You can learn together. You could begin to figure out how to come out of yourself.
Chuck D says finding yourself might take time.
You don't have to learn. You know, freshmen come in here. You're not going to be a senior overnight. You got to kind of like earn your way through here. And this is probably your last portal into the real world and realizing that there might not be a lot of people who might be able to govern their mind and themselves as much as you. But you got to have some kind of understanding that, okay, it's not going to be people that have gotten that education and what they've studied and also, you know, a view on the world.
He says in his lectures he tries to affirm students college is a great place to be.
This is the thing that's going to make you look at the world. It's going to give you vision to look at the world. Not to say that you're going to take on what you see, but you can at least see it different. And not just what you're told to study, but your conversations with people will make you get a great barometer on what the world is about. That's the beautiful aspect about colleges and campuses.
Chuck D serves as a spokesperson for Rock the Vote, National Urban League, Americans for the Arts Council, and the National Alliance for African American Athletes. He also is an advocate for the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena before tonight's MIAA tournament opener. Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State are matchup tonight. As we look at starting lineups for these two teams, the teams coming in with identical records. They're 10-16 overall, 7-12 in the MIAA. And of course, Northwest's win over Northeastern State here at Bearcat Arena in overtime back in January is why this game is being played here tonight. A look at the starting lineup for head coach Randy Gibson for Northeastern State. Fontana Tate is a 5'5" junior out of Muldrow, Oklahoma. She was an honorable mention player on the All-MIAA list. Averages 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. She is 5th in the MIAA in 3-point field goal percentage and 3rd in the conference in 3-pointers made with 52 so far this year. She had 10 points against Northwest in the first meeting. Kate Bellamy is a 5'9" sophomore out of New South Wales, Australia, averaging 6.5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Chelsea Bethard is a 5'8" junior from Pryor, Oklahoma, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Sharon Lewis is a 5'11" freshman out of Cushing, Oklahoma, averaging 9 points and leading the team, averaging 5.5 rebounds a game. Carrington Fox rounds out the starting lineup, a 5'11" senior from Tulsa, Oklahoma, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. She leads the team with 50 assists and 54 blocks so far this year. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, Ariel Easton, an all-MIAA third team member, is in the starting lineup for head coach Michael Smith. She is 4th in the conference in scoring, averaging 16 points a game, 5'6" junior out of South Bend, Indiana. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior from Omaha. Monique Stevens at 5'3", she is a senior from Australia. Also, Shelby Mustaine at 6'2", a freshman from Jefferson City. And Annie Matthews is a 5'10" junior from Plattsmouth, Nebraska, the team's leading rebounder, pulling down 7.5 a game. There are your starters. We're back with a tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club. impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team is being introduced in front of their hometown crowd in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Four teams will earn a trip to Kansas City this weekend, with four games being played around the MIAA tonight in the first round of the tournament. Nebraska Kearney is at Fort Hays State tonight. Washburn is hosting Southwest Baptist. Lindenwood is at home taking on Central Oklahoma, as those three games, along with this one, will determine the remainder of the participants in the second through championship rounds of the MIAA postseason tournament. Starting for the women on Thursday down in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium. The second year for this format of the tournaments, and Bearcat men did earn their way to Kansas City already with the number 2 seed in the MIAA postseason tournament. So we know their action will come on Friday night down at Municipal Auditorium at 6 o'clock in a game you will hear on the Bearcat Radio Network. The winner of this one in front of us tonight gets the top seed Central Missouri at noon on Thursday.
Tell you what, Matt, of the games you talked about tonight, I don't think at the start of the season that anyone would have predicted that Washburn would be playing in this round of the tournament.
No, I think you're exactly right. We're set to go here. Shelby Mustaine across from Carrington Fox to get this one started. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by the Riverhawks as they work right to left here at Bearcat Arena. Montana Tate across midcourt brings it over to the right side, and now we've got a whistle, and just 1 second has come off the shot clock, so they will pull a few more seconds off and then have Northeastern State inbound the basketball. They drop it down to 27 seconds. And the inbound comes on the right side. Fox with it out on the perimeter. Now pass goes into the corner for Bellamy. Inside, docked away by Matthews, but it is picked up by Sharon Lewis. Lewis then loses a handle on the basketball, travels with it, and turns it over to Northwest Missouri State. This will be the first possession of the game for the Northwest women, wearing the home white and green tonight against the black and green from Northeastern State. They do, though, have white numbers and white lettering, as opposed to their men's team that we saw earlier this year. Andy Matthews up with the shot, no good. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline off of Shelby Mustaine trying to get the rebound. and Northeastern State will have it.
Yeah, that was not a fun evening of basketball to try to pick out the players from the Northeastern State men, but since that time, I understand they were told by the conference office that those uniforms wouldn't be allowed.
So Northeastern State with the ball here. Fox at the top of the key, lobs it down low, gets it to Lewis. Lewis with the shot off the glass, and Northeastern State takes an early lead. Over to the left side, Northwest with it. Ariel Easton on the wing. DeNelson, top of the key. Into the high post for Mustaine. A couple of dribbles, a hook shot knocked away by Fox, and the rebound inside for Tate for Northeastern State. Tate, an All-MIAA honorable mention player for the Riverhawks, the only player recognized for them with a postseason award. Top of the key with it is Chelsea Beathard. She dribbles toward the right, now gives it up for Tate on the wing. A lob inside to Lewis. Lewis working against Matthews to Fox at the free throw line. She'll try a drive into a double team and an offensive foul as she knocks Monique Stevens to the floor. Carrington Fox called for the first foul of this game, and Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball with 18:32 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor for the Cats. One of two seniors that were recognized the last time Northwest played on this court. Ashley Nelson on the right wing, inside to Matthews. Matthews skips it out to Nelson, left wing. Started a drive, backs it out, works it right side. And Easton goes on the drive. The runner off the glass, good for Ariel Easton. Ties the game at two, just about 2 minutes into it. Cross midcourt. Comes Chelsea Beathard. She'll work it on to the left side. Bellamy tries the drive, cut off, spins, tries to get it out to Lewis, and a travel call against Kate Bellamy. And that'll give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State. Couple of early turnovers here for Northeastern State. Stevens calls out the offense from the backcourt for Northwest. Works it over to the right side, Easton. Now to the free throw line, Mustaine. On to the left, Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Gets a screen from Mustaine. Will take a three. Good. Ashley Nelson drains it from the left side. And Northwest takes a 5-2 lead. 17:41 to play in the first half. Tate dribbles to the left side, working against Ariel Easton. On the wing with it, now to Fox. Fox tries to skip it into the paint, does across the paint to Beathard. Shot fake, drive by Beathard, double team, kick out, left side Tate. Three on the way, off the right side of the rim. Nelson with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Monique Stevens. Stevens will bring it to the right wing for Northwest, to the top of the key, Nelson. On to the left for Easton. Easton over to Nelson, right wing. Inside to Matthews, cutting down the lane. Up with the shot off the glass. Too hard, and the rebound for Sharon Lewis for Northeastern State. Tate across the timeline to the left side with the pass to Beathard. Beathard looks inside. The ball tipped by Nelson, picked up by Stevens. A 2-on-3 for Northwest. Stevens stops, spins, kicks it out to Nelson. A 3 on the way right side. In and out won't go. Rebound for Lewis for Northeastern State. Bearcats still up 5-2. 16:42 to play in the first half. Tate across the timeline to the right wing. Brings it to the free throw line. Now kicks it out left side for Fox. Back up top of the key it goes. Beathard over to left, Bellamy. Open. A three on the way. Nothing but net for Kate Bellamy. Bellamy with her first points of the evening. And it's a 5-5 game. Northwest Missouri State pushes the ball up the floor. Left side, Stevens with it. Brings it Nelson, top of the key. 16:18 to play in the first half. Now a bounce pass inside tip, but Matthews up with it to Nelson. Now tried to go back to Matthews, knocked away from behind by Sharon Lewis. So an inbound coming for Northwest Missouri State. Courtney Cowan, a 5'6 freshman out of Kansas, Oklahoma, checks into the lineup for the Riverhawks along with Jamie Jackson. Jackson actually led the Riverhawks in scoring against Northwest here at Bearcat Arena, putting up 16 in January. Now a 17-footer on the way for Ariel Easton, and it's good. Easton with four early points, and the Bearcats are up by two.
Orioles had a little bit of a shooting slump here in the last couple weeks, but nice to see that she is coming out of here today.
Oliver on the right side. Cowan with the skip across to Tate. Left side three, good. First lead of the game for Northeastern State as Fontana Tate hits her team-high 53rd three of the season. And it's an 8-7 game, Northeastern State up. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 15:35 to play in the first half. Right side, Easton on the drive. Tried to go up with the runner and draws the foul. This one should go against Carrington Fox. Nope, they're going to call it on Courtney Cowan instead. So that'll be the first against Cowan. Second team foul against Northeastern State. 15:31 to play in the first half of this one. 8-7, the Northeastern State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we come to a timeout, we'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
We're back at Bearcat Arena. It's the start of the MIAA postseason tournament. 8-7 Northeastern State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 15-31. To play in the first half, the Bearcat men in as the number 2 seed in the tournament. They'll play on Friday night, and we hopefully will hear from Austin Meyer at halftime, Northwest men's assistant. He said he would join us, but I'm going to put him on the spot now so well, we can give him a little grief if we have to.
We only missed once this year, didn't
yeah,
we?
That's right. It was a pretty good streak. Stepping to the line, coming out of the timeout, is Ariel Easton for Northwest Missouri State. She could tie the game up with a first free throw, and does. She'll get a second opportunity as well. 5 points for Easton. 72% free throw shooter. Was fourth in the league in scoring this year, averaging 16 points a game for Northwest. Hit the second free throw. The Bearcats back up by one. 15-27 to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Lewis with it on the wing. Out top of the key for Fox. Fox will work it to the left side, Cowan. Now into Lewis. Couple of dribbles. Kick out pass. Knocked away by Nelson. She comes up with a steal. One-on-one with Tate. The layup knocked away, but Lewis out of there with it as the ball goes off the front of the rim. And now it's stolen back by Meredith Scott. Layup on the left. In and out. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Ariel Easton, and it will belong to Northeastern State.
Oh, unfortunate that Northwest couldn't take advantage of a couple steals there. Just having a hard time getting the layups to fall, although they were contested shots.
Timber Schechinger checks in the lineup for Northwest, takes the place of Shelby Mustaine. And Northeastern State with the ball. 15 minutes to play in the first half, a one-point lead for Northwest. On the right side, Jackson starts a drive, leaves it out on the right for Cowan. Cowan to the left, Tate takes a three. Good, nothing but net for Fontana Tate. He's got a couple of threes in the early part of this game, a two-point lead for Northeastern State. 14:42 to play in the first half, Easton. Over to the left side for Scott. On the wing, gets it inside to Schechinger. Now to the baseline, Easton. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest as Haney Matthews had a hold of it, but it was ripped out of her hands by Lewis and knocked out of bounds. Excuse me, that was Maya Walker who knocked it away and out of bounds. Monique Stevens back in the lineup for the Cats. Ashley Nelson to the sideline. 14:31 to go in the first half. Stevens will inbound for the Bearcats. They're down by two. Lobs it into the left wing. Scott comes down with it. Drives, tried to go to Matthews, and it's taken away. Jackson with the steal. One on three for Jackson. She'll take it in. Go up with the shot. Offensive foul. And already the second charge taken by Monique Stevens in this ball game. And the Bearcats will get the basketball back on what was the fifth turnover already in this first half for Northeastern State.
Boy, she does that as well as anybody.
First foul of the game for Jamie Jackson. Third against Northeastern State. Stevens hands it to Schechinger, right side. Now to the left for Easton. The wing, Scott. Scott with a dribble. Top of the key, Matthews. Onto the right wing for Monique Stevens. Stevens with one dribble. Crosses over. Brings it Easton. Top of the key. Fakes on a three. Goes on a drive. Into the right corner. Schechinger's three on the way. Off the left side of the rim. A rebound on the backside for Maya Walker for Northeastern State. Outlet goes to Tate. She'll work it to the top of the key for Cowan. Now on to the left, Tate. Guarded closely by Stevens. Trying to use a screen from Fox. Can't. Gets it into the corner. Jackson will take a three. The air ball too strong. Rebound on the backside for Annie Matthews. Gives it to Monique Stevens. The air ball chant you hear coming from the Bearcat men's basketball team over in the student section. Up top it goes to Scott. Now to the high post left for Schechinger. Matthews at the free throw line, tried to go down the lane, is cut off, ball knocked away, but a reach-in foul. Northwest will get an inbound on the baseline right. This one goes against Jamie Jackson, her second.
Fortunately, the men haven't heard that chant too often on shots that they've taken this year. And notice over there, too, Coach Ben McCollum standing and leading the cheering section.
I was
there.
Just going to say, it looks like he's leading.
I think he is.
The section over there.
Yeah, and Austin's over there.
Chelsea Beathard back in the lineup for Northeastern State. The inbound coming from the baseline right. Over to Nelson on the left side. Up with a shot, couldn't get it to go, but a foul call will send Ashley Nelson to the free throw line to shoot two. This one will go on Fontana Tate. That is her first. Team's fifth. Northwest has not yet been called for a foul. 13:21 to play in the first half. Nelson will try to tie it from the free throw line with the Bearcats down by two. Her first free throw of the night, though, off the left side of the rim.
Northwest is having a little bit of trouble shooting tonight. 27% from the field, 3 of 11. They're getting some shots off, just not falling. Northeastern State, 4 of 6 on shots, and not getting nearly as many shots off, but taking advantage of when they're getting those drop.
Mustaine back in the lineup for Northwest, replacing Annie Matthews. Second free throw, no good for Nelson, so Northwest will stay down by 2. Northeastern State had the rebound. Sarah Sagely checked into the lineup for the Riverhawks. Now a pass goes inside to Walker. Shot blocked away by Mustaine. She gets the rebound, hands it for Monique Stevens. Stevens ahead to Merritt E. Scott. Trying to get in the lane. Nothing there to Mustaine at the high post. Out to Stevens on the left near the sideline. Guarded by Tate, given some room. Now tries to drive. Jump stop to Schechinger in the left corner. On the wing to Nelson. Inside Mustaine. Turnaround jumper off the front of the rim. Fox there for the rebound for Northeastern. 11-9, their lead over Northwest Missouri State. 12:42 to play in the first half. It's first round of the MIAA tournament here at Bearcat Arena. Pass comes out to Fox between the circles. Skip to the left corner. Walker puts up a three. Nothing but net for Maya Walker. Just her 13th three of the season. 14-9 the lead for Northeastern State. Right side Nelson to the free throw line. Schechinger down the lane she goes. A shot blocked away by Fox. Her 56th block of the season, her second already tonight. 5-point lead for Northeastern State. Tate with it between the circles. Working against Monique Stevens. Now over to the left side for Walker. Out to Fox. Onto the right wing. Beathard to the free throw line. Quick jumper from 15 off the left side of the rim. Nelson with the rebound for Northwest. We go inside 12 minutes to play in the first half. Monique Stevens will bring it across midcourt for the Cats. Works it over to the right side of the floor, into the corner for Merritt E. Scott. Scott brings it up to the wing, into the paint, now goes up with the left hand, shot no good. Carrington Fox the rebound for Northeastern State. Cross midcourt, Tate will work it to the left side on the wing for Walker. One of the freshmen that Coach Michael Smith talked about in the pregame that is playing well for Northeastern State. Fox out between the circles. Looking to go to the right side, does to Beathard, and on the wing. Steps back, takes a three, good. Chelsea Beathard with her first points of the game, and that'll get Coach Michael Smith calling a timeout with 11-11 to play in the first half. It's a 17-9 lead for Northeastern State over Northwest Missouri State. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
We're back at Bearcat Arena. It's the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State with the Riverhawks leading Northwest 17-8, 11-11 to go in the first half. A check of some of the other scores from the MIAA postseason tournament tonight. Central Oklahoma with a lead at Lindenwood, 18-11 with 11:59 to play in the first half there. Southwest Baptist and Washburn matching up. SBU with a 32-18 lead with 8:45 to go in the first half. Goodness. In Topeka.
No, that's a surprise.
And Fort Hays State with a one-point lead over Nebraska Kearney, 14-13, with 12 minutes to play in the first half there. Hays and Kearney, the last two regular season opponents for Northeastern State this year. 17-9, the lead for Northeastern. Northwest with the basketball. Right side, Nelson inside to Schechinger. Quick shot off the glass, good for Timber Schechinger.
First points for Schechinger. It's a six-point game. River Hawks with a lead in the basketball. Beathard between the circles. Working it over on the right side, guarded by Nelson. Now gets bounced pass down to Lewis. Lewis trying to drive into the paint against Matthews. Shot forced. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Northwest. Easton will give it up to Stevens. Stevens brings it to the center circle. Now works it over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson, top of the key. Easton, shot fake. Slides to the left. Now over to the right with a pass to Nelson. Inside to Schechinger. Back to Nelson. Top of the key. Three. Good! Ashley Nelson with her second three of the ball game. And it'll make it a 17-14 game. Northeastern State with a lead in the ball. 10-10 to play in the first half. Beathard had picked up the dribble out between the circles. Now they work it ahead to Sagely. She goes up with the shot. It's off the front of the rim. Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Nelson on the left side. A crossover. The runner. Good. Ashley Nelson with buckets on back-to-back trips down the floor. She has eight. And it's back to a one-point game. Northeastern State with the lead in the ball. 9:45 to go in the first half. Out left to the key, Chelsea Beathard, a dribble, a runner from 15, no good, and a rebound for Tamber Schechinger. Cats will slow it down here with an opportunity to take the lead with 9.5 minutes to play in the first half. Easton on the right side, Nelson top of the key, over to the left for Schechinger. Couple of dribbles, 15-footer, rattles out, rebound for Kate Bellamy for Northeastern State. She'll lead transition, leave it over on the right side, Sagely to the top of the key for Beathard. Now over to the right wing, gets it for Sagely. Tried to go up top, Nelson tipped it, dives, saves it inbounds. It'll be chased down in the backcourt by Sharon Lewis for the Riverhawks, but tremendous hustle there by Ashley Nelson. Now six on the shot clock over on the right side. Beathard skips it toward the left corner. Walker will take a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Bellamy. Her follow is good. It's five for Kate Bellamy. The lead back to three for Northeastern State. 8:43 to play in the first half. It was an overtime game between these two the first time around here at Bearcat Arena. Easton on the right side. Brings it up top Schechinger. Left side Nelson. Back to Easton. She'll put up the quick three. Top of the key off the back of the rim. Bellamy in position for the rebound. And then Schechinger comes down and commits the foul. That'll be the first foul against Tamber Schechinger. It's also the first foul against Northwest Missouri State. Alexandria Blaurock will check into the lineup for the first time tonight. Blaurock, the 5'8 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas. Meredy Scott back in the game for Northwest. Carrington Fox back on the floor for Northeastern State as Maya Walker walks to the sideline. Out the floor comes Beathard running the point for the Riverhawks to Bellamy on the left wing. Brings it back out to Fox. Now over to the right side. Beathard, a long three for Beathard. Nothing but net. They're hot from the outside. Gosh. That's the second for Beathard.
And now 6 of 9 on three-pointers.
22-16 the lead for Northeastern State. 8:02 to go in the first half. Easton inside to Mustaine. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Carrington Fox, the rebound for the Riverhawks. Gets it out to Tate. Head to Bellamy on the left side. Bellamy looking inside, trying to go to Lewis, not there. Brings it out to the left wing for Beathard. Fox between the circles to Bellamy on the left wing. Tries to drive, nearly knocked away by Scott. Top of the key for Tate. A shot fake, a dribble, a jumper from 18, no good. Rebound for Shelby Mustaine for Northwest. And the outlet goes to Stevens. Ahead to Easton. Left wing three on the way, too strong. Rebound on the backside for Chelsea Beathard for Northeastern State. 22-16, the lead for the River Hawks with 7:17 to play in the first half. Northwest just 2 of 6 outside the arc. In the left corner, Tate open, a 3, in and out, no good, but the rebound for Bellamy to the free throw line. Lewis, 15-footer good for Sharon Lewis. She has 4. 7 minutes to play in the first half, and it's now an 8-point lead for Northeastern State. Out of the right side, Easton. She has it on the wing. Inside to Scott, cutting through. Into the corner. Stevens, a three off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around, and it's picked up by Blaurock, who is tied up by Carrington Fox. Possession arrow will give it to Northeastern State after a timeout. No, we've got a foul call here, it looks like. One official did show held ball, but believe we had a foul on the Riverhawks, and we did. Carrington Fox was called for her second. So Northwest will have the ball out of a timeout. 24-16, Northeastern State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 6:42 to play in the first half here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 24-16, Northeastern State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 6:42 to go in the first half of this first-round game in the MIAA postseason tournament. And Southwest Baptist has grown their lead over Washburn to 20. 38-18, SBU's lead over Washburn, 6:12 to play in the first half there.
I don't believe it would want to be Washburn's players going into the locker room at halftime.
No, no. Central Oklahoma with a four-point lead over Lindwood. And Fort Hays State with a nine-point lead over Nebraska Kearney. All those games in the first half as well. The inbound coming from the baseline left. Monique Stevens will trigger it in to Scott in the corner. She goes on a drive, knocked away from behind, and it's picked up by Bellamy. It was Bethard who got a hand on it for Northeastern State. Over on the right side, Cowan tries to drive, and we've got a foul call coming against Northwest. This will go on Shelby Mustaine, her first. Just the second foul against the Bearcats in this first half. And the inbound coming from Fontana Tate, baseline right. Into the corner for Bethard. Brings it up to Lewis. Over to the left side, Bellamy. Drive, now a kick out, and to the top of the key for Tate. Tate will run into Monique Stevens, and they're going to call Stevens with the block. That'll be the first on Stevens, third team foul against Northwest, so another inbound for the Riverhawks. 6:23 to play in the first half. Bellamy takes the inbound out between the circles, guarded by Timber Schechinger. Over to the left side on the wing for Bethard. Bethard will try to drive, up with the runner. It hits the side of the backboard. Mustaine there for the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Stevens. She'll work it ahead to Scott, left wing. Scott brings it top of the key for Blaurock. Blaurock at the right elbow now for Schechinger. Back to Blaurock, who had some trouble with the ball. Called for the travel, and that will give it back to Northeastern State. Just the third turnover of this first half for Northwest. Ashley Nelson, Ariel Easton back on the floor for the Cats as Stevens and Blaurock go to the sideline. Coach Randy Gibson calling out the offense, the one-day coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Over to the right side, a pass goes to Chelsea Bethard. Bethard brings it to the top of the key. Now on to the left side, Cowan. Cowan brings it up top. And we'll put up the shot blocked by Nelson. The rebound inside for Tate. Her follow off the glass is good. That's eight for Fontana Tate. And it's a 10-point lead for Northeastern State. 5.5 to go. Scott with it on the right side. Into Mustaine. Kick out to Easton in the corner. Easton with the drive. Up with the runner off the glass. No good. And the rebound for Sharon Lewis. Cats have probably given up about 10 points on missed layups tonight.
Yeah, or just little bunny shots there in the paint.
Bethard over to the left side, leaves it for Tate. She'll try the drive. Now cut off on the baseline, picks up the dribble into the corner, right side Cowan. Top of the key, Bellamy, 9 on the shot clock, over to the left side for Bethard. Bethard dribbles top of the key, tries the drive, out to Tate. A 25-footer is off the back of the rim. Long rebound for Schechinger for Northwest. Slowly walking it up the floor, Ariel Easton. Northwest Missouri State down by 10. Schechinger right side, now to Nelson. Onto the wing for Merity Scott. Top of the key, Mustaine. Over to the right side for Easton. Now up top, Nelson. Open, a three on the way. Got it! Ashley Nelson with a big night tonight. Three threes for Nelson. 11 points for her. I know Nelson feels a little slighted not being recognized on the All-MIAA team. She's showing maybe a reason why she should have been tonight. Now Schechinger trying to knock the ball away is called for the reach. That'll be the second on Schechinger. Fourth team foul against Northwest. And that situation can go both ways. Sometimes a player will feel disrespected and not play very hard, but Ashley Nelson seems to have stepped up her game tonight.
Yeah, she's taking the challenge and is coming out, and this most focused I think we've seen early in the game for her in quite a while, and she is red hot right now.
Bethard with it for Northeastern State. Gets it over to the right side of the wing for Lewis. Lewis to Bellamy. Bellamy with a bounce pass inside to Lewis. The hook shot up, no good. Annie Matthews the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. 26-19 the lead for Northeastern as the Bearcat men's basketball team leads the air ball champ. On the right side, Scott now to Matthews. Into the left corner for Easton. Inside to Schechinger. Spins. Shot on the way. Good for Timber Schechinger. It's four for Schechinger. 26-21 Northeastern State with the lead in the ball. 3:33 to play in the first half. Over to the left side on the wing. Chelsea Bethard gets it out to Bellamy between the circles. Now she'll give it up to Cowan. Pass to the left, knocked away by Nelson. Couldn't catch up to it before it went out of bounds, but a nice effort there by Ashley Nelson on the defensive side for Northwest Missouri State. It'll be Northeastern basketball after a timeout. 3:20 to play in the first half. It's a 26-21 lead for Northeastern State over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a 5-point lead for the Northeastern State women in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. 3:20 to play in the first half. Check out some of the other scores from the other games taking place in the first round tonight. Washburn on a bit of a run, but still down by 12. 41-29, Southwest Baptist's lead in Topeka. And Lindenwood with a 2-point edge over Central Oklahoma with 5:38 to play in the first half there. That game being played in St. Charles. And here again, Northwest Missouri State trailing by 5, 26-21. To Northeastern State. Northeastern will inbound the basketball from the near side. Comes in between the circles for Bethard. Bethard with the crossover. Six on the shot clock. Left side Bellamy. Travel with the basketball. Bearcats force the turnover and will get the basketball back. That was the sixth turnover of this first half for Northeastern State.
Problem Northwest hasn't taken advantage of those turnovers, only scoring 3 points off of those.
Easton with it, gives it to Scott, now left side Nelson, back to Easton, over to the right for Matthews, she's got it on the wing, Schechinger, top of the key, over to the right for Nelson, inside to Matthews, a dribble for Matthews, spins up with the shot, good for Annie Matthews. First points for Annie Matthews, she had a double-double against Northeastern State in the first meeting, 10 points, 10 boards, it's a 3-point game, into the left corner, Bellamy takes a three, that one rattles out. And the rebound tipped loose inside by Ariel Easton. Able to knock it away from Callen, and Schechinger picks up the loose ball for Northwest. Easton calls out the offense from the center circle as Monique Stevens comes in front of the scorer's table. Set to check back in. Nelson with it on the left side. 2:22 to go in the first half. Schechinger to the right side for Easton. Now up to Nelson, over to the left side, Scott, lobs it into Schechinger, posting up, takes a dribble, spins, kick out Scott, a three on the way, good for Meredith Scott. Just the fourth three of the season for Scott, and that'll tie it at 26. 2 minutes to play in the first half. We've seen Northeastern State with a couple of double-digit leads in this first half, but those are gone. On to the right side, Scott tried to knock the ball away from Tate, will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Merritt E. Scott. The fifth team foul against Northwest as Blah Rock and Stevens come back into the lineup for the Cats.
That was a nice shot by Merritt with the shot clock going down at the other end to knock down a three. And she is really finishing up her senior year in style, playing probably the best basketball she's played in her career as a Bearcat.
Now Northeastern State head coach Randy Gibson calls a timeout here with 1:51 to play in the first half. Tied at 26. I made a quick mention of it earlier that Randy Gibson did take the Northwest Missouri State job for a day before calling back and saying no just after it was released. But to be honest with you, I think it made way for a heck of a coach for Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, then Coach Kellogg came into the program last year, and unfortunately just here for a year. He's since moved on to West Texas A&M and is having a good season down there, leading his team to a conference championship. But then we've got Michael Smith coming in. I think some good things are going to be ahead for the Bearcat program under Michael. He's going to be here for a while.
1:51 to go in the first half, and an inbound coming for Northeastern State on the baseline left. Tate looking to trigger it in. Out between the circles, Bellamy. Bellamy will dribble with it to set the offense. Over to Tate, left side. Out of Bellamy on the right. Northwest in a zone defense here as they swing it around to the left wing. Beathard takes a three. No good. The air ball out of bounds belongs to Northwest. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the basketball. Game tied at 26. Matthews out to Easton on the left side. She'll drive with it to Blarock. Fakes on the shot. Gives it to Stevens left wing. She'll be called for a travel after a fake and drive on the left side. That will give it back to Northeastern State with 1:18 to go in the first half. Chelsea Beathard will bring it up the floor for the Riverhawks. Works it over to the right side. Tate. Now back to Beathard. On to the left side, Bellamy. To the wing for Callen. Callen working against Ariel Easton. Picks up the dribble into Lewis. Lewis on the block. And a foul call coming against Annie Matthews. And that will be the first on Matthews. Sixth team foul against Northwest. And 1 minute to go in the half before Northwest puts the Riverhawks in the bonus. Over to the left side, Beathard. Bounce pass into Tate. Tate through the lane. Wild reverse layup. No good. Matthews in position for the rebound. Gives it up to Monique Stevens. She'll work it over to the left for Nelson. A drive by Nelson. Low look pass goes out to Stevens, top of the key. Now to the right for Easton. Easton with it on the wing. Tries to drive. Pass to the corner. Is tipped by Tate. Goes out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound on the near side. Nelson will look to trigger it in. Gets it out between the circles to Stevens. She'll go left side, Easton. Now to Nelson. 10 on the shot clock. Nelson tried to fire it into Matthews. It's taken away by Bellamy. So Northeastern State, with about a second difference between the game and shot clocks, will have the basketball over to the left side. Bellamy on the wing. Guarded by Blarock. Puts it on the floor. Brings it top of the key with a pass now for Cowan. Callen on to the left side. Beathard, a three on the way. Good for Chelsea Beathard. That's her third three of this first half. A three-point lead for Northeastern State. Five to play in the half. Out to Stevens. A 26-footer is too strong. The rebound picked up by Bellamy, and that'll do it for the first half. A 29-26 lead for the Northeastern State women over Northwest Missouri State. We are at the half of the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament here in Maryville. We'll be back with more right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 29-26, Northeastern State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. And John, we talked about it a little bit in the first half, but you look at the points in the paint for Northwest. While they're outscoring Northeastern State, I really think that that number probably could be doubled.
Oh, definitely. They missed some layups, or they missed some shots when Northwest was just kind of get a nice entry pass into the post players and a little pivot and a good look in the bucket and just missed some very easy shots inside. And fortunately, just didn't get those to fall. But they were also able to withstand some hot shooting out of Northeastern State, especially early in the game. In which they were just shooting lights out at one point and still shooting well from three-point range, knocking down seven threes out of the first half. But Northwest kind of withstood that. And you really feel like they can't keep up that type of outside shooting through the entire game. So hopefully Northwest has weathered that storm and maybe you can get some of those layups to start falling here in the second half.
And I really think it was big. Northwest was down by 10 a couple of times, including with less than 6 minutes to play in the half, so it was nice to see them come back and not really let this one get out of hand. They continued to play hard and didn't really look like they were even anywhere near panic mode when they were down double digits.
No, and I think one of the keys to that, Ashley Nelson hitting a couple big buckets and playing very well in the first half helped kind of spark that comeback.
Northwest Missouri State women down by 3 at the half to Northeastern State, 29-26. When we come back, we'll talk with Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. We'll do that right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
At arena at the half, 29-26, Northeastern State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. Right now, enjoying some of the men's basketball players playing knockout, which you would think may not be all that entertaining, but they're doing it with their off hands, so that definitely has made it entertaining.
The problem is some of them are shooting it better.
Joining us now is Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, it just looks like the guys are out there having fun tonight. You over there in the student section, they're getting into the game. It just looks like they're enjoying the postseason so far.
Yeah, we had had yesterday off after Saturday, and going into the tournament, you kind of like to give them a couple days off. We went really short, went through some things today, and then played our annual game of wiffle ball, which we do every year. So it kind of gave them a chance to have some fun and relax, and then bringing them all out here tonight and trying to bring a little energy out here, and Coach Max in the student section as well. So just trying to have a little fun, and obviously it's going to be back to business tomorrow.
And, you guys really won't know till after tomorrow night who your opponent will be. Obviously, just a couple of choices. But you've got the trip to Kansas City. The season basically starts over here. And I think with the group that you have got, I know a lot of Bearcat fans are going to be excited because there's a lot of potential for good things this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, it didn't go how we wanted to on Saturday. But, another one, hopefully those chances to kind of refocus, go over, the mistakes we made, and just get back to doing what we do. Have 3 good days of practice going into it and get ready for Friday night. It's a neutral site game, but we kind of feel like for us it's more of a home game with the draw of the crowd that we usually get there. So, the guys are looking forward to it. Obviously, this is the time of the year where you want to be playing your best, and the guys are ready to go.
I guess if you do want to find an advantage or a positive out of Saturday is it gets you a 6 o'clock game on a Friday night instead of a noon game, which I know we see decent crowds at the noon games, but I think you're just going to see that much better of a crowd on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah. you try to find a positive right away, and that was probably one of them. We're going to play later in the evening. It's going to be more of a routine for us, rather than, haven't played any noon games this year, but, a chance to get there the night before, get up, have breakfast, shoot around, maybe watch a little bit of the early games, get back to the hotel, have a pregame meal, and just kind of do it typically how we do road games throughout the season.
And it's really, I don't want to jinx anything, but kind of become routine down there because you guys have had so many players, and obviously you guys as coaches that have experience in Kansas City, that's got to make it a little more enjoyable when you don't feel pressures of making sure you're following the schedule right and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and last year obviously playing, all 3 days or being there for more than that, but you got in a routine, you know what to expect, playing in a building like that, obviously it's bigger than a lot of places that we play at, so the backdrop, the depth perception, all that stuff, and we played pretty well there last year. We had some injuries as well, but we felt like we played pretty well, and most of the guys that we have on our roster have experience down there, and hopefully they'll know what to expect rather than try to feel out the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game.
Do you feel? And I know you guys weren't happy with Saturday, but do you feel the team's where they need to be just in general right now?
Yeah, we kind of thought maybe we were pressing a little bit. Especially Deshaun as well, but Coach had a good talk with him today, and he wants to win. He's unselfish, and sometimes I guess to where you're pressing so much because we do need him to score and need him to make plays for us. But I think we are. I think it's these 2 days will be good for us. To refocus. We'll get after Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we'll probably go fairly light on Thursday, going into the weekend. But yeah, experienced team like this, hopefully we had our struggles early on in the year, pretty solid during the conference season, but hopefully we can kind of take that next level at this time of the year.
Well, Austin, get back over there and do some cheering for the second
half. Sounds good.
Thanks to Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant. Again, they'll be in action Friday night down in Kansas City in the second round of the MIAA postseason tournament. So hopefully you can get down and check that out. If not, we will have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 5:40 on Friday night. At half of this first round MIAA tournament game, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing by 3 at the half to Northeastern State, 29-26. We'll look at some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women down by three in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. A look at some of the numbers from the first half for Northwest. Ashley Nelson leads the way in scoring. 11 first half points for her. She also had a couple of assists, a block, a steal. Was 3 of 4 from 3-point range in the first half as well. 6 points for Ariel Easton. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 4 points for Timber Schekinger. She also had 4 rebounds in the first half to lead Northwest. Also, 3 first-half points for Merity Scott. She hit the only 3-pointer she attempted in the first half. And a couple of points for Annie Matthews in the first half for Northwest. On the other side for Northeastern State, nobody in double-digit scoring for them, but Chelsea Bethard with 9 points. She was 3 of 4 from 3-point range. 8 first-half points for Fontana Tate. 2 of 5 from beyond the arc for her. 5 points for Kate Bellamy. She hit a 3 and also had a team-high 5 rebounds for Northeastern State. 4 points out of Sharon Lewis and 3 points from Maya Walker, going 1 of 2 from outside the arc to round out the scoring for Northeastern State in the first half. Northwest as a team shot 36% from the field. They were 4 of 10 from 3-point range. For Northeastern State, 39% from the field. They were 7 of 14 from 3-point range. 7 of their 11 field goals came from outside the arc in the first half. Northeastern did not attempt a free throw in the first half, while Northwest was 2 of 4. The two teams only combined for 12 fouls called in that first half. But it all adds up to a lead for Northeastern State, 29-26 at the half. We'll be back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just about ready to start the second half, Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State in a women's MIAA tournament game. A look at scores from the other three games taking place tonight. Again, all the winners from tonight advance to Kansas City on Thursday. Fort Hays State with a 49-28 lead over Nebraska Kearney at the half. Also, Southwest Baptist with a halftime lead over Washburn, 52-35. And Central Oklahoma right now with the lead over Lindenwood, 37-35. That game being played in St. Charles tonight. And Northwest Missouri State hoping for an opportunity at a rematch. The winner of this game will go against the top seed Central Missouri on Thursday at noon down in Kansas City. Both teams out on the court to start this second half. A 3-point lead for Northeastern State. And Northwest will have the ball on the first possession of the half. Monique Stevens takes it in the backcourt. Work it over to the right side for Easton. Easton looking in at Mustaine, now brings it up top. Stevens over to the left for Nelson. On the drive, up with the runner, in and out, off the glass, no good. And Sharon Lewis with the rebound for the Riverhawks. Out between the circles is Bethard. She sets the offense for Northeastern State to Carrington Fox. Over to the right wing, Lewis Now gets it down for Tate. Shot fake to Fox. Over to the right. Lewis with a shot on the arc. No good. Rebound for Easton. Now it will go to Stevens, and Northwest will bring it up the floor. Just underway here in the second half. On to the left side, Nelson. Stevens back to Nelson. To the baseline left, Annie Matthews. Matthews to the left wing for Stevens. Stevens brings it out top of the key. Easton onto the right side for Nelson. Easton back to Nelson. A lob into Mustaine. Mustaine tried to kick it over to Stevens on the left side. It goes out of bounds, and Northeastern State will get it back.
Had Stevens open in that left corner, but unfortunately the pass just a little bit out of her reach.
Minute gone by in the second half. Neither team has scored, so a three-point game. Northeastern State with the lead in the ball. On the left side, Tate with it on the wing. Out to Fox, now top of the key, Lewis. Looks left, goes that way to Bellamy. She'll back it out beyond the arc with the dribble. Gives it up to Beathard. Beathard in on the block to Fox, guarded by Mustaine. Spins, and now gets a nice pass to Bellamy, who misses the layup on the left, and Mustaine there for the rebound. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens on the wing, Nelson, touch pass into Matthews. Matthews, double team, gets it back out to Nelson, now to Stevens. Stevens over to the left side, Easton, lobs into Mustaine, tried to kick it out, tipped by Tate. Over to the right side to Nelson. Nelson steps back, takes a three, in and out, won't go. Rebound tip by Easton away from Bellamy, but they're going to call Ariel Easton for the foul here. Bearcat fans not happy about that foul call. That's her first. Denver Schechinger into the lineup for Northwest. Mustaine to the sideline. 18:15 to go. 29-26, Northeastern State on top. Neither team has scored through the first couple of minutes of this second half. Fox with it on the right side. Over to the left on the wing for Beathard. To Lewis, top of the key. Guarded by Matthews. Now works it out between the circles. Bellamy into the right corner. A three from Beathard off the back of the rim. Schechinger with a rebound for Northwest. Gives it up to Stevens. Stevens works it over to the right side. On the wing for Easton. Down to Nelson, top of the key. Matthews at the left elbow, a couple of dribbles, a 15-footer off the back of the rim. The rebound for Fontana Tate for the Riverhawks. She's up the right side of the floor with it. Onto the wing, gets it for Beathard. Beathard faked a couple of passes, tried to drive, was cut off, bounce pass into Tate. Stevens trying to knock it away. Instead, will be called for a foul, and that will be the second on Monique Stevens. Northeastern State inbounding on the baseline right. Tate gets it in to the right side for Beathard. Beathard will bring it up between the circles. Now to Carrington Fox. Over to the left side, Bellamy. Bounce pass to Tate. Working against Ariel Easton just outside the paint on the drive. Shot blocked away by Schechinger. Easton saves it inbounds to Stevens. Up the right side of the floor she goes. Stops on the wing with it. Brings it to Easton. Top of the key, Nelson. Now to Schechinger at the high post. Hands it to Nelson. Step back three. Good! Ashley Nelson with her fourth three of the night. We have seen her with a sixth three-point performance this season. That ties the game at 29. 16:43 to play. Tate to Lewis on the right side. Lewis with a dribble and a hand check foul going to be called against Annie Matthews. That'll be the second foul on Matthews. Third team foul against Northwest. And the Riverhawks will inbound in front of their bench with 16:38 to go. Tate out to Fox between the circles. Now gives it up to Beathard. Over to the left side, Tate on the wing. A long three, good for Fontana Tate. That's her third three of the night. 11 points for her. It's the eighth three of the game for Northeastern State. Their lead is three. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Right side, Easton. Down to the baseline on the drive. Spins into a double team. Top of the key, Stevens. On to the left side, Nelson. A three on the way. Got it! Nothing but net for Ashley Nelson. She has five threes tonight.
And she is red hot. Just having one of her better games of the season.
17 points tonight for Nelson. On to the right side, Lewis. On the wing with it. Trying to drive. Gives it to Fox. Hit her in the chin with a basketball, but she held on to it. Now to the right side, Bellamy. Back to Fox. She'll drive down the left side of the lane. Scoop layup, no good. Matthews with a rebound for Northwest. Stevens will bring it up the floor in transition to the wing. Skips it across right for Easton. Now to Stevens. She's out between the circles. Works it to Nelson on the left wing. Nelson back to Stevens. 15 and a half to play in this game. Game tied at 32. Inside it goes to Schechinger. Triple team kicks it out to Easton. And as she tried to drive with it, stepped on the sideline. So Northeastern State will have it after a timeout. 15:21 to go. We're tied at 32. Back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Bearcat Arena tied at 32, Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State in the first round of the MIAA Women's Postseason Tournament. 15:21 to go. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northeastern State with a ball coming out of the timeout. Cross midcourt. Comes Bethard. Works it over to the left side for Fox. Top of the key, Lewis. Lewis holding it above her head. Works it over to Fox on the left wing. Now into the corner for Bellamy. Guarded by Ashley Nelson. Bellamy with one dribble. Back up to Fox. Now between the circles, Tate. Knocked away by Easton, but Tate picks it up. Gives it to Bethard. Left side for Fox. Four on the shot clock. Over to the right, Lewis. Quick jumper, good. Sharon Lewis with 6 points, and it's a 34-32 lead for Northeastern State. 14:45 to go. Ariel Easton over to the right side on the wing. Monique Stevens with it there to Schechinger in the corner. Up to the right wing, Easton. Top of the key, Nelson. Nelson over to Easton on the right side. Into the corner for Schechinger. She brings it up to the wing. Now top of the key for Nelson. Nelson with 7 on the shot clock starts a drive to the free throw line. Matthews, 15-footer good for Annie Matthews. 4 points in the ball game for Matthews, and it's tied at 34. 14:15 to go. Cross midcourt with a dribble comes Courtney Cowan. Tried to go to the right side, knocked away by Nelson into the Riverhawk bench. And an inbound coming for Northeastern State. Cowan steps out right next to head coach Randy Gibson. Out near midcourt for Fontana Tate. Tate on the right wing. Down toward the baseline. Now brings it out to the wing for Cowan. Cowan guarded by Stevens. Will go to Carrington Fox. Fox will dribble to the left wing. Now top of the key, Tate. Tries to drive with 5 on the shot clock and hits the runner. Fontana Tate with 13. And it's a 36-34 lead for Northeastern State. Ariel Easton with it, top of the key. On to the left side for Monique Stevens. Stevens down to the left corner for Matthews. Up to the wing for Easton. Top of the key, Nelson. Pass over to the left is tipped and knocked away toward midcourt. Originally getting a hand on it was Courtney Cowan. Bellamy got a hand on it to knock it toward midcourt, and it goes out of bounds before she can get to it. And now Jamie Jackson will check back in for Northeastern State.
Ashley Nelson also did a good job of blocking Bellamy trying to go for that ball there where she just couldn't get a good angle at it.
6 on the shot clock. Easton works it over to the left wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. She'll launch a 3. Rattles out. And a rebound for Jackson for Northeastern State. 13:14 to go. A 2-point lead for the Riverhawks as they've got the basketball. Over to the left side. Tate with it. Guarded by Easton. Now gives it to Fox. Top of the key goes to Cowan. On the drive, tried to go back to Fox. She bobbles it. Matthews knocks it loose. Out between the circles. Tate dives after it. Schechinger dives after it. Held ball with a possession arrow, giving it to Northeastern State. Meredith Scott back into the game for Northwest. Nelson will go to the sideline. 12:57 to go. 36-34, Northeastern State on top. Inbound coming from Cowan out near midcourt to Jackson. She'll go on a drive with it through a double team shot blocked away by Schechinger. It goes out of bounds underneath, and Northeastern State will inbound with 4 seconds on the shot clock. 12:52, Bearcat men's basketball team leading the You Got Swatted chant from the student section. Inbound pass over to the left side, Cowan. Cowan forced to take a 30-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Will go out of bounds on the baseline, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back.
Well, I think the Bearcat men's team just having probably one of the best times they've had all season watching basketball.
They had their annual wiffle ball game today, so that may be a part of it. It's, they changed up sports just a little bit.
Speaking of which, yeah. It looks like one of the wiffle balls got up in our booth at some point. Got it right in my hand here.
Monique Stevens, top of the key, over to the right, Schechinger. Now to Easton. Inside, tried to go to Matthews. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northeastern State. Into the lineup, Chelsea Beathard. Beathard will take the place of Fontana Tate. And into the ball game comes Maya Walker. She will replace Sharon Lewis. It's kind of a mean-looking wiffle ball. Looks like you could do some pretty...
Yeah, I got a little dent in it here. Right?
Yeah. Throw a nasty curveball with that thing. So Northeastern State with the ball up by 2. 12:15 to go. Jackson between the circles to Fox. Now baseline right, Walker. Back out to Jackson. To the left side, Beathard in the corner. A 3 coming from Cowan. That's no good, too strong. But Walker the rebound on the backside. Down the right, Jackson. Into the corner, Walker. Takes the 3 from the corner. It's no good. And the rebound to Cowan for Northeastern State. Out on the left side, Beathard will work it to Jackson. A couple of offensive rebounds on this possession for the Riverhawks. Over to the right side, Jackson with it. Now to Fox. Touch pass down to Walker. Kick out right side, Jackson. 10 on the shot clock. Jackson to the baseline. And we have an illegal screen set by Maya Walker, and that'll be the first foul on Walker. And it's the first foul against Northeastern State in the second half, bringing us to a timeout with 11:36 to go, 36-34. Northeastern State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 36-34, Northeastern State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 11:36 to play in this one. And Ariel Easton will bring it up the floor for Northwest, working it to the right side for Schechinger. Now across left, Nelson to Meredith Scott. Top of the key for Matthews. Now to Easton on the right side. Inside to Matthews with one dribble. She kicks it out to the left for Scott. 9 on the shot clock. Into Matthews. A dribble. A hook shot in the paint off the back of the rim. Carrington Fox the rebound for Northeastern State. Out between the circles. Beathard with it. Over to the right side for Cowan. Into the corner. Beathard will take the pass there. Bring it up to Fox on the right wing. Out of Jackson, top of the key, trying to go into Walker. Knocked away, but she'll chase down the loose ball. Shot fake, got Schechinger in the air. Then the runner off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Meredith Scott. Scott doesn't have numbers. We'll slow it up on the right wing to Easton out near the center circle. Inside to Schechinger. Schechinger with a pass that's tipped, but Easton picks it up. Over to the right side, Scott with it on the wing. Scott inside to Schechinger, out to Easton, top of the key, the 3 on the way, off the back of the rim. Scott with the rebound for Northwest. Fresh shot clock for the Bearcats. Nelson will dribble down to the baseline, bumped as she tries to get a pass to Matthews, but stepped on the baseline, so that will give it back to Northeastern State. Jerron Lewis checks back in for the River Hawks. Carrington Fox will go to the sideline. For Northwest, that is just their fifth turnover of the ball game.
They've really improved in that aspect of things in the last couple weeks. That was really a big problem for them throughout a lot of the season.
Over to the right side, Walker gets it inside, and Jackson puts the shoulder down, tries to create some space, and gets called for the offensive foul. That'll be the third on Jamie Jackson. Just the second team foul in this second half against Northeastern State. Both teams were called for six in the first half, and a relatively foul-free second half so far as well.
Only four free throws have been attempted in the game, all four of those coming from Northwest.
Nelson to the top of the key. Gives it up for Easton. Now inside to Matthews. Knocked away from her. She'll pick it up to Easton. Cutting down the lane. Nice spin move. Shot off the glass. No good, though. And Jackson there for the rebound for Northeastern State. Cross midcourt on the right side. Brings it to the wing. Spires the dribble. Now into the corner for Walker. Walker with one dribble. Brings it between the circles for Beathard. Back to Lewis. Lewis on the right side with it. She'll go on the drive over to Walker. Inside the arc, left corner. Rattles out. Easton with the rebound for Northwest. Still a two-point lead for Northeastern State. 9:13 to play in this one. Easton will work it over to the right side. Now get a pass to the left wing for Nelson. Hands it for Scott. Tipped loose. She'll pick it up. Give it to Easton. Now to the right wing, Matthews. Top of the key, Schechinger. Over to the right side for Scott. She'll try the drive, cut off, gives it up for Matthews with a dribble. Left-handed shot off the glass, good for Annie Matthews. Six for Matthews, that'll tie it at 36 with 8:43 to go. Now on the left side, Beathard spins, kicks the pass out. Nelson tips it loose, it's picked up by Cowan. Out top for Walker. Over to the left side, Lewis. Shot fake just inside the arc, now drives with it, nearly lost the dribble. A head fake and puts the shot up off the glass. I don't think Lewis had control of pretty much anything, but got the shot to fall, and it's back to a two-point lead. Northeastern State with that lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Scott hands it to Nelson on the left side. Now to Easton. Over to the right side, Matthews. Top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger to the right for Nelson. Nelson will skip it up top for Scott, 17-footer, off left, rebound for Jackson inside for Northeastern State. Now Easton picks her pocket, gets the steal, and gets hammered as she tries to go up with a shot. Jamie Jackson will be called for her fourth foul. This is a tough game to be in foul trouble with so few calls, but Jackson is just that way now with four. And it brings us to a timeout, 7:53 to go, a two-point lead for Northeastern State over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministry such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
38-36, Northeastern State women with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 7:53 to play in this first round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. The winner of this one gets Central Missouri at noon on Thursday, down in Kansas City. Coming out of the timeout, Ariel Easton will go to the free throw line for two.
All right, now it's anyone's game. Northwest weathered a hot start out of Northeastern State back in the first half and coming back and making a game out of it.
Easton, 2 of 2 at the line. So far, she's the only player in this game to make a free throw from the line tonight. And her first of two here is off the back of the rim. Shelby Mustaine checked back in the lineup along with Monique Stevens for Northwest during that break. Second free throw for Easton, nothing but net. She has 7 points tonight. That's her first point since halftime. And it's a 38-37 game. Northeastern State on top. 7:45 to go. Fontana Tate on the left wing. Brings it out to Bellamy between the circles. Over to the right side between the circles, Cowan. Now down low to Lewis. Lewis with a couple of dribbles into the left corner. Bellamy, a three, off the back of the rim. Long rebound tip. Lewis came out of there with it amongst three Bearcats. Got away with a double dribble. Now in the lane, loses her footing. Tell you what, the last three or four times she's touched the ball, I'm not really sure she knows what direction she's going to go next.
Well, that time we talked about got away with the double dribble. You look at the far side, the men's basketball team with Ben McCollum. Everybody saying, going with the double dribble sign, but didn't influence the officials any.
A foul on Monique Stevens. The inbound left side and a shot by Beathard is good. She has 11, and it's a three-point lead for Northeastern State. 7-11 to go. Over to the right side, now to the free throw line with a pass to Easton. Steps back, gives it out to Stevens. Up top for Scott, over to the left for Easton on the wing. Skip across to Schechinger, a three on the way, off the front of the rim. Rebound underneath for Courtney Cowan for Northeastern State. Cowan top of the key. Over to the right side, out on the wing for Beathard. Beathard will bring it between the circles. Now to the left side for Bellamy. She's got it on the wing. Couple of dribbles for her. Now out to Cowan. She'll give it up to Beathard with 9 on the shot clock. 6:34 to go. Over to the left side. Cowan fakes a 3. Goes on the drive. Brings it out top. Beathard. A runner from 15 off the left side of the rim. Stevens with the rebound, though. It's knocked away, and Lewis comes up with it. In the left corner, Cowan takes a 3. That's no good. And the rebound for Shelby Mustaine for Northwest Missouri State. 40-37, Northeastern State's lead. Right side on the wing is Easton. Round to the left for Scott. Scott will get a screen from Schechinger. Top of the key, Easton. Right side, Stevens. Now to Scott. Drives with it. Kick over to the left side, Schechinger. Now to Easton. On the wing. A crossover. Tries to drive. Lost the handle on it. And a bump foul going to be called against the Riverhawks. And this one coming against Courtney Cowan. There were just 4 seconds on the shot clock. And now Northwest will get a fresh 30. Andy Matthews, Ashley Nelson back in the game for Northwest. Mustaine and Stevens to the sideline. Carrington Fox will check back in for Northeastern State. Carrington Fox, kind of that name sounds like an 80s, detective show kind of name, yeah. You know? Inbound left side, Nelson with a 3. That's off left. And the rebound to Chelsea Beathard for Northeastern State. They lead by 3, 5:43 to go. Top of the key, Lewis with it. Drive down the left side of the lane. Runner blocked away by Schechinger. Goes out of bounds underneath, and Northeastern State will inbound.
Timbers put together a very good defensive game tonight. She's been around the ball and knocking the ball loose. Doing a lot of things that won't show up in the box score even, but she's really playing well defensively.
5:36 to go. Inbound will come out to Fox, top of the key. Now onto the right side for Tate. Tate on the wing, goes on the drive into the lane. The runner from 6 is good for Fontana Tate. 15 points for Tate. She is their leading scorer, averaging 11 points a game, and it's a 42-37 lead for Northeastern State. 5:18 to go. Easton over to the right side for Nelson. Back to Easton. On to the left, Scott. Inside to Matthews. Knocked away from Matthews by Tate, and it's picked up by Lewis. And Northeastern State now with a chance to increase their lead. Tate with it on the right side. Top of the key for Fox. Over to the right side, Tate. She'll put up a 3. That one is good. Fontana Tate starting to heat up in this second half. She has 18, 4 threes in the game with 4:47 to go. Northwest Missouri State will take a timeout. 45-37 the lead for Northeastern State over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 4:45 to go in the first round of the MIAA Women's Postseason Tournament. 45-37 Northeastern State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest will have the basketball. Bearcat men will be in action Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the postseason tournament down in Kansas City as the number 2 seed. We'll have the game for you along the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 5:40. Nelson with it on the left wing for Northwest. Nelson has had 5 threes tonight for the Cats. Now to the right side, Easton. Schechinger top of the key, left side for Nelson. Gets a screen from Schechinger. Will go on the drive. On the block, gets it to the high post to Matthews. Out to Easton. 4 on the shot clock. Easton to Matthews. A dribble. Left-handed shot. No good. Rebound for Tate for Northeastern State. Tate across the timeline. Works it to the right side for Bellamy. Out top, Fox. Between the circles is Beathard. Beathard on to the left side in the corner for Bellamy. Out to Fox between the circles. One dribble for her. Now to Lewis, left side. Lewis down to the baseline, spins into a double team, travel with the basketball. Bearcat, the whole Bearcat men's team at the same time hollered travel, helping Northwest get that call. 45-37, Northeastern State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we come to another timeout, 3:55 to go. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 45-37, Northeastern State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women with 3:55 to play here. In teams in action tonight, trying to earn their way into Kansas City. They have made their way into the MIAA postseason tournament. So this is the second year that they have basically had play-in games with seeds 8 through 12 playing to get to Kansas City. Northwest Missouri State with the ball out of the timeout. Ariel Easton into the right corner for Nelson. Nelson to Easton. Now inside to Matthews. Nelson in the right corner. A three on the way. That one is short. Rebound for Carrington Fox for Northeastern State. Puts it out to Tate. Tate will work with it on the right side. Give it up for Lewis. Lewis now out to Fox. Between the circles for Beathard. Beathard dribbling with it on the right side in front of Ariel Easton. Now to Carrington Fox at the high post. Over to the right side in the corner for Bellamy. Bellamy brings it in the lane. Knocked loose. Easton will pick it up for Northwest. Easton on the drive. Underneath to Nelson. Hammered as she tries to go up with the shot. And Ashley Nelson will go to the free throw line for two. This foul will go against Carrington Fox. That will be her third.
Been talking about the Northwest men's team cheering on the women here tonight during that last timeout. They even showed their singing ability somewhat, singing along to the Pep Band song there.
Nelson to the free throw line, hits the first of two. Yeah, they definitely. I did see Coach Mack is working hard enough over there. I did see him wipe some sweat off his brow a little bit ago, and that's definitely great to see. The second free throw, no good for Nelson. 18 points for Ashley Nelson tonight, and it's a 45-38 game. Northeastern State with the lead in the ball. And now pass inside, taken away by Annie Matthews. She gets it away from Carrington Fox, and then as Matthews tries to get up, Fox takes her back down and gets called for the foul. That'll be four on Fox. If you look at Northeastern State, they have had 12 fouls called against them in total tonight. Four of them against Carrington Fox and four of them against Jamie Jackson. Those are the players who primarily have been inside for Northeastern State. A timeout for Coach Randy Gibson. 2:49 to go. 45-38 the lead for Northeastern State. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 45-38 Northeastern State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 2:49 to go. And, John, you really don't think Northwest has to make a huge move right now, but you don't want to see this lead get any bigger this late in the game.
No, you don't. You have to take advantage of the stops you get defensively and get some shots to fall on the offensive side now.
It is Bearcat basketball coming out of the timeout. Meredith Scott inside to Annie Matthews. Matthews with a couple of dribbles. Shot up, no good. But Matthews draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Sharon Lewis called for her first. It's the seventh against Northeastern State. Annie Matthews to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First of two for Matthews is good. 7 points tonight for the junior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And a second free throw also good. Makes it a 45-40 game. Northeastern State still with the lead, and they've got the basketball. Right side, Tate will give it up near the sideline to Bellamy. Now out to Fox. Fox will work it between the circles for Beathard. Over to the right side, Bellamy. Out top for Fox. Fox holding on to it. Now gives it to Tate, guarded by Meredith Scott. 8 on the shot clock. Tate on the right side. Gives it to Fox. Down to the baseline right, Bellamy. Bellamy guarded by Nelson. Out to Fox. Got the three away. Missed the shot. Andy Matthews the rebound for Northwest. 2 minutes to go. A 5-point lead for Northeastern State. Northwest women with it. Inside to Matthews. One dribble. Hands it to Scott. Reverse layup for Meredith Scott. Too hard. Matthews the rebound. She tried to go up with it. Stripped away by Tate. She gets the steal. Starts pushing it up the right side of the floor. Now stops as Harry Leaston is right there defensively. And between the circles with it, a timeout for Northeastern State. 45-40. Northeastern with the lead. 1:41 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 45-40. Northeastern State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State, 1:41 to go. Two teams haven't done a lot of scoring against each other. Their overtime game in January here was a 57-51 game. Again, in overtime, we're seeing another low-scoring one here tonight as well. Tate will inbound from the far sideline. Gets it into Beathard. Out between the circles. Guarded by Easton. Into the corner for Tate. Tate will bring it out to Fox. Top of the key. Fox onto the right side. Beathard. Couple of dribbles for her. Back to Fox. 10 on the shot clock. Tried to go right side, and Northeastern State just caught a huge break. Beathard had cut to the basket, Fox threw a pass to where Beathard was. It was heading out of bounds when a foul call came against Timber Schechinger.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Northwest could have got the ball off a turnover, but instead have to go back on defense here.
And now the inbound to Fox and a foul by Schechinger right away. So she picks up a couple of quick ones. Now has four fouls. 16 fouls against Northwest. And an inbound coming for Northeastern State on the far side. Inbound, out, cross court right side for Cowan. Cowan trying to avoid being fouled. Will be fouled now, top of the key by Ariel Easton. That'll be the second on Easton. Seventh team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity here for Courtney Cowan. And this will be the first free throw attempt of the game for Northeastern State. Right now up by five. Cowan, a 54% free throw shooter, hits the front end of the one-and-one, so she'll get a second opportunity. And a timeout for Northwest coach Michael Smith. 46-40, Northeastern State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:21 to go here. And it looks like Washburn, now Ichabods, the Washburn women, are going to get knocked off tonight. They're down 81-68 with 3:17 to go in Topeka. Southwest Baptist looks like they will be moving on to Kansas City on Thursday.
Well, we know Southwest Baptist can score some points. We saw that against Northwest down in Bolivar. But on the road in Topeka against what normally has been a very tough place to play for teams to come in and face the Washburn women's team. But they've been down a little bit this year, and SBU hitting them on a good night.
Central Oklahoma with a four-point lead over Lindenwood, and Fort Hays State with a big lead over Nebraska Kearney. If everything holds true where we sit right now, there would only be one home team that wins tonight. Bearcats hoping to stop that here in Maryville. Courtney Cowan at the line. Her second free throw off the back of the rim. Matthews tips the rebound to Timber Schechinger. Easton will bring it up the floor. Northwest is down by six. Now a spin move. A shot in the lane by Easton. Good off the glass for Ariel Easton. That's nine for Easton. And a quick timeout for Northwest with 1:10 to go. 46-42 Northeastern State.
Might want to credit that last missed free throw by Northeastern State to the Northwest men's team. During that timeout, the men's team, which has been over on the far side in the student section, rushed behind the backboard and up several rows in the seats behind that basket, and they were doing all they could to distract the shooter, and it, I think, paid off a little bit.
You know, and if anybody's going to know how high to get up in those bleachers, it's going to be basketball players.
Yeah.
46-42 Northeastern State with a lead over Northwest. 1:10 to go. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Full court pressure from Northwest as the inbound will come from Chelsea Beathard. Beathard with a bounce pass into Tate. Tate double teamed and trying to get away from Easton. Help ball! Possession arrow will give it to Northwest as Ariel Easton forces the turnover. Fontana Tate expected to be fouled, but Easton with good control there gets Northwest the ball with 1:06 to go.
Good play defensively by Ariel. Let's see if Northwest can convert here and get a quick bucket.
Carrington Fox back in the lineup, takes the place of Sharon Lewis. A four-point game, Northeastern State up. Easton looking to inbound, does on the right side. Nelson, kick out for Easton on the wing. Crossover dribble, lost a handle on it. It's on the floor, and it's picked up by Cowan. Cowan gets it to Tate, and Tate is fouled from behind by Ariel Easton. And that's going to be the third on Easton. And Cowan will go back to the line for a one-and-one.
Well, that's unfortunate. Northwest had the turnover, and then unfortunately just turned it right back to Northeastern State.
Bearcat men's team back up behind the backboard as Fontana Tate gets set to take a one-and-one opportunity. First free throw for Tate. No good. Rebound for Easton. Easton will bring it up the floor under a minute to go. She's between the circles with it. The Bearcats are down by four. A three, top of the key for Easton. Off the left side of the rim. And the rebound to Bellamy for Northeastern State. Bellamy will be fouled by Nelson. That'll be the first on Ashley Nelson. And it means another one-and-one opportunity at the other end. This time it'll be Kate Bellamy stepping to the line. A 79% free throw shooter for the Riverhawks. 44 seconds to go. Monique Stevens will check into the lineup for Northwest. Meredy Scott will go to the sideline. 4-point lead for Northeastern State. Front end of the 1-1 for the sophomore out of Australia is no good. Rebound Easton. Hallett will go to the right side for Stevens. Stevens brings it up the floor. Spins, top of the key, now inside to Schechinger. Schechinger up with the shot off the back of the rim. And a rebound knocked loose inside. Fox comes up with it, draws the foul. And another missed shot in the paint for Northwest Missouri State.
Oh, that's the story of the game tonight. They've just had a lot of good looks inside that just wouldn't fall.
Easton called for her fourth. And it'll mean two free throw attempts for Carrington Fox. Fox just a 41% free throw shooter. And the first of the two for Fox on the way, and no good.
Well, I really think the Northwest men's team's having a huge effect on the Northeastern State free throw shooting here. They haven't made a free throw yet, but the men back behind there trying to distract them.
Second free throw from Fox, also no good. Easton with the rebound, another chance for Northwest, down by four. Easton between the circles, right side Stevens. She drives with it into the lane, up with the shot, bump, no call, rebound Matthews, her follow won't go. Loose in the lane, Stevens dives after it. We're going to get a held ball here with a possession arrow giving it to Northeastern State. Coach Smith was out in the ear of one of the officials trying to get a timeout call, but dual possession kept him from doing that, and an inbound coming for Northeastern State.
And again, a missed shot in the paint.
Inbound coming on the baseline right for Chelsea Beathard. Beathard will get it in to Cowan, who is fouled immediately by Ashley Nelson. That'll be the second on Nelson. And two free throw attempts coming for Chelsea Beathard for Northeastern State. Northeastern State struggled in overtime against Northwest from the free throw line as they were 0 of 4 from the free throw line. Struggling a bit late here. Their Kent men's team back behind the backboard again. The free throw by Beathard is good. She'll get one more opportunity. That's 12 for Chelsea Beathard. Right now a 5-point game. Northeastern State up. 16 seconds to go. And now Northwest head coach Michael Smith will take a timeout before the second free throw attempt by Chelsea Beathard.
Northwest overall tonight shooting 29% from the field. And they are... a lot of those misses inside. They really did a pretty good job on three-pointers, in particular Ashley Nelson tonight. Knocked down six threes, but just struggling with some shots 3, 4, 5 feet around the basket or layups tonight.
Bearcat men's basketball team will have a few days to recover from their awesome job cheering tonight.
Well, they're getting some cardio workout tonight, going back and forth from where they normally are standing over on the far side in the bleachers to behind the bucket whenever Northeastern State has a free throw. So getting workout tonight despite playing wiffle ball in practice today and now cheering on the Bearcat women.
And they'll get back to business tomorrow as they prepare for the MIAA postseason tournament. Of course, they are the number 2 seed in the tournament. And they'll play on Thursday night at 6 o'clock against either Southwest Baptist or Emporia State. Those two teams play tomorrow night in Emporia, Kansas. Second free throw coming up for Courtney Cowan for Northeastern State. That one is up. In and out, no good. Easton the rebound. 15 seconds to go. A 5-point game. Easton ahead to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson has the ball stripped loose, and it's picked up by Cowan. And Northeastern State is going to come away with the upset in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament here tonight. Your final score, 47-42. Northeastern State with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a 47-42 win for Northeastern State over the Northwest Missouri State women tonight, as Northeastern State will advance on to play Central Missouri, the top seed in the MIAA postseason tournament, at noon on Thursday. And, John, we talked about it a few times, and you look tonight at points in the paint. Again, Northwest did outscore Northeastern State, but that 14 points for Northwest in the paint could have been a huge number tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. They had a lot of layups early in this ball game that they missed, and then they were getting some nice entry passes inside and some little shots from 3-4 feet out just would not go tonight. And some key parts of the ball game. You looked in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of the game, when they were forced to come out and commit some fouls. They got Northeastern State to the free throw line. And Northeastern State did not, for the most part, convert on those. Just 2 of 8 in those chances. Northwest, they were also getting the rebounds off those missed free throws and coming down and just couldn't take advantage of it and getting points on the other end. So just too many missed opportunities for Northwest.
And another thing to look at tonight, for the most part, most of the ball game, Cats did a great job of taking care of the basketball. I would say the bulk of their turnovers came within the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, they ended up with 12, and they were in single digits again until the last very part of that game. And a couple key turnovers in the last minute or so when they were trying to get back in the ball game. One in particular, after a held ball that was gave Northwest the ball, they turn it right back to Northeastern State. And I think at that point they would have had a chance to either pull within one or maybe tie it up. And that was kind of a crucial turnaround right there.
Northeastern State with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women here at Bearcat Arena tonight, 47-42. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about performance funding.
And I've talked to our listeners, I've talked to legislators and community leaders, I talked to our alumni about performance. And, you know, performance funding across the nation is the mantra. That's all there is to it, and that's how institutions will be funded in the future. So any new funding that comes our way comes via performance funding. You must hit certain levels across 5 performance measures. If you hit all 5 performance measures, you receive 100% of your new fund. 4 out of 5, 80%. 3 out of 5, 60%. I'm proud. This is the second year it's been in effect. We hit 5 out of 5 last year. we again have hit 5 out of 5 this year, and that takes the work of our faculty, our staff, our students, our community, though, because we're all intertwined as we focus on retention, graduation, our focus on providing an affordable collegiate experience, one with quality. So very proud of that performance funding, something that you cannot take for granted, but, you know, we're certainly a statewide, if not a national leader in that.
He also talked about facility services being recognized for recycling.
Very, very proud of them, and certainly for a composting program. You know, John, it nets savings. We diverted solid waste and saved about $17,500 for the university last year, and then our recycling program generated nearly $26,000 in revenue, covering about 85% of our university's total landfill expenses. So very proud of the team, and it's focused on efficiency and effectiveness and saving money.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey on today's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena after a 47-42 win for Northeastern State over Northwest Missouri State, ending the Bearcat season with a 10-17 record overall. It is time for our Extra Effort Award, and John, we talked about her early and really often in this ball game. Ashley Nelson with a nice performance tonight.
Yeah, she got things off to a good start and ended up playing 33 minutes this evening as well. It was 6 of 12 from the field, 5 of 9 on threes this evening, especially early, was knocking down the threes. Had a couple rebounds, 3 assists to go along with a block shot and a steal. Just a good overall effort out of Ashley Nelson tonight.
Ashley Nelson, the Extra Effort Award, the only one in double-digit scoring tonight, 9 points out of Ariel Easton. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line, did lead Northwest in rebounds with 8 tonight. On the other side for Northeastern State, a couple of different players in double digits in scoring, 18 points from Fontana Tate, 11 points out of Chelsea Bethard. Tate had 4 threes, Bethard with 3 threes tonight for Northeastern State. But again, the final, 47-42, Northeastern's win over the Northwest Missouri State women. Back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena tonight on what was a tough night for home teams in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament. The only home team that ended up with a win tonight was Fort Hays State. They beat the University of Nebraska Kearney 88-68 tonight. But other than that, home teams went down everywhere else. Central Oklahoma traveled to St. Charles to beat Lindenwood tonight 85-79. And Southwest Baptist with a big win over Washburn in Topeka, 85-73. And then, as we mentioned here tonight, the home team, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, losing to Northeastern State, 47-42. Look at a couple of the team totals from this one. For Northeastern State, they shot 35% from the field, but half of their field goals came from three-point range tonight. They were 18 of 51 overall. 9 of 23 from three-point range and 2 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. For Northwest Missouri State, they shot 29% as a team. They were 15 of 51 from the field, as both teams took an equal number of shots in this ballgame. Bearcats 6 of 19 from three-point range and 6 of 10 at the free throw line. Rebounding, Northeastern State out-rebounded Northwest 42-34, which is a bit of a surprise, as we talked about the size advantage for Northwest going into this one. Bearcats with 12 turnovers, 11 for Northeastern State, but the bulk of the turnovers for Northwest coming late in this ball game when they had some opportunities to potentially take a lead and get a win here tonight. Northeastern State with 10 points off of turnovers, Northwest with 9. But again, the Bearcats see their season come to an end with a 10-17 overall record. Northeastern State moves to 11-17 and advances on to play Central Missouri on Thursday at noon down at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. And as for the Northwest women, they'll get to working on next season after a disappointing loss here tonight at home here at Bearcat Arena. Take a time out and be back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a 47-42 win for Northeastern State over Northwest Missouri State tonight. And joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest women's team, Michael Smith. And, Coach, we were just kind of talking off the air here. A couple of key factors in this one. One of those maybe the most frustrating for you, I'm sure, is the number of shots that the team had in the paint tonight. Ended up with 14 points in the paint, but I bet that easily could have been somewhere from 20 to 30 with a lot of those shots missed inside.
Yeah, I
I don't know if I want to go back and stat it or not, but I'm just kind of curious because we missed a lot of baskets, and I would have liked to have thought it was because of the 6'2 and 6'3 post players that Northeastern had, but the 5'8s and the 5'9 kids, that's all they had in there. You know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we just didn't get things to fall our way because we had some really good looks in the paint. You know, this is the toughest. This is the worst time. You know, obviously you go down, you talk to your team, you know, 10th year as a head coach, this is always the worst one. It's always, you know, just the last game of the season. Kids are upset. You're bothered because you're mad that things didn't go the way you thought. And then obviously we don't get to, you know, get back to Kansas City. And, you know, I felt like Northeastern just out-toughed us at times, really. I mean, when it comes down to it, I just thought they were out-tough. We were out-tough tonight. And they gave us chances there. Would they miss 6 of 7 or something from the free throw line there?
Yeah.
We couldn't convert. And, you know, unfortunately, it was just one of those nights that you like to see early in the season, and it was the last game of the season for us.
When you talk about that and this being a tough time, how much time do you take before you kind of look back on the season, start to make decisions for next season? What is a process like for that once the season does come to an end?
Well, you know, obviously I don't think it's hit anybody right now. I don't think it hit our kids. It'll hit, you know, I probably won't even hit them tomorrow. It'll take a few days before they realize, oh, we don't get together at 3 o'clock anymore. You know, we don't go in the weight room Monday, Wednesday at 6:45 in the morning. You know what I mean? So, it's going to take a week or so. And obviously, I'm going to give them a 4 or 5 days before we do meet again, and obviously start making decisions about the future. So, it's unfortunate. You just hate for it to end like that, especially at home. You know, men's team was great. Oh, they were great tonight as far as their Coach Mack was right in the middle of them. You know,
I did see him wipe some sweat off his brow a couple of times, so he wasn't just there in person. He was participating.
It's tough, man.
The one thing about this time of year, you and I talked in the pregame, I don't know, I'm always one to try to pull a positive from whatever happens, even when it's kind of negative. You have the loss, the season did come to an end, but this is a real important time of year when you talk about recruiting and looking to the future with, you know, a lot of postseason basketball being played in the region.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're going to get, once we get started back, we're going to get 4 or 5 weeks to work with our kids. That'll be an important time for us because we'll learn a lot more about, you know, what they're willing to do and sacrifice, you know, as far as to get better. And then, you know, we've got a pretty good core of kids returning, you know, so that's, I mean, the cupboard's not, it's not totally bare. I mean, we're missing, well, we're just graduating too. Now I say that, you know, but our point guard situation, obviously, but we've got to, we've got to fill some needs. That's no shock to anybody. We've got to fill quite a few needs.
The one opportunity that you do have is time. I mean, you really didn't have any time when you were hired as head coach coming into this season. So that's got to be a bit of a relief knowing that you're going to have a full off season to be able to prepare. And the learning process, I guess, now we can set that aside because from now forward, well, the game's always a learning process. Hopefully next year a lot has been learned and it's an opportunity for the team to really make some big strides.
And again, we you know, you and I've talked a little bit off record, and I've talked with many people that have been around and seen our team. We have come a long way since second weekend of November when we opened up at home. There's no doubt about that. This team has made some strides, and just like every team, they're going to have some roller coaster rides. Every team does, you know, and so we you know, I feel good about, because honestly, I mean, we finished eighth in the league, and at one time we were in 13th, you know, I mean, so you know, you feel like that our kids have matured in some ways to do that, and you know, hopefully they'll continue to mature as far as, and a lot of that's going to be with their individual off-season workouts.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your participation with us, I know, through the year, and look forward to doing it once again next year.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm telling you, the season didn't go quite like I thought it would, honestly. I mean, I looked at and thought we could do some things, but I know we can. That's the thing that excites me about being here, being surrounded by a great administration as far as of the great support. I am extremely excited about where the future of this program is going to be in the next year or two. May not happen overnight. It's what they keep telling me, Coach, not going to happen overnight, even though you want it to, but I know it's going to get there, and I'm very, very excited about wearing the green and white.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, our final tonight, 47-42, Northeastern State with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back on the air with you on Friday as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will be in action in the MIAA postseason tournament. It'll be the second round on Friday night. Northwest will face either Southwest Baptist or Emporia State. Those two teams will meet up tomorrow night in Emporia, Kansas. And Northwest will face the winner of that game at 6 o'clock at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City on Friday. We'll be on the air at 5:40 with the pregame show before that one on Friday evening. But again, our final here, 47-42, Northeastern with the win over Northwest Missouri State. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.